Kevin Papp, President, Minnesota Farm Bureau.
Kevin, 2018 Farm Fest has come and gone. What were your impressions? I know you've been there year after year after year. What was unique about 2018 in your opinion?
Well, Farm Fest is always a great opportunity to see new things, to meet old friends, make new friends, just a great opportunity for all of agriculture. And it's really our opportunity to show off agriculture to those not quite as involved. And, you know, probably the highlight of this year's Farm Fest is those elected officials and those candidates that maybe didn't have a full understanding of what the agriculture issues are and what the technology is we use today, had a chance not only to see that, but hear it in the different forums.
Well, you can certainly attest to how these policymakers can shape regulations and things that impact you directly on the farm. An opportunity for you, for Farm Bureau, for folks involved in agriculture to learn about where these candidates stand on certain issues. Which issues were you the most anxious to hear these candidates talk about?
Well, you know, the number one thing we're hearing from members every day and multiple times a day is trade. You know, trade is critically important to agriculture's well-being. Trade opportunities are needed now more than ever that we're in decade-low farm income. You know, we've got a 52% drop since 2014. So certainly those opportunities, we've got low prices. The way to increase price is to increase demand. But also on the state, lots of issues, whether it be regulatory issues, tax conformity, kind of what the next administration might look like. So it was just a great opportunity to talk about issues, basically local, state, and national level.
I thought it was telling, especially with the governor's candidate forum, the amount of people that turned out to listen to the candidates. It shows you that folks across the state are very interested and passionate about politics.
You know, Minnesota Farm Bureau certainly hopes that those on the stage recognize that WIC building was full. Everybody has concerns. They want to be engaged in the process, and we're going to continue to be at the table. And I think people need to know there are issues in agriculture, both at the state and the national level, and we appreciated that opportunity to engage with our elected officials and the candidates.
One of the values of Farm Fest for me is it happens at a time when you're getting a better idea of what kind of crop is there, and you have farmers from all across the state that are talking about the conditions that they've had. And so the sense that I got, Kevin, from talking to many farmers last week, there's a lot of variability out there.
There is variability as it deals with weather, probably the number one thing. We've got some areas of the state that look really, really good. We've got other areas of the state that it's going to be an okay crop, not a great crop, but a good crop. And then we've got some that have had way too much rainfall where you've got a lot of those drowned out spots, those holes. And what a lot of people not involved in agriculture maybe don't realize is when that's a zero from no crop at all in there, that has a massive effect on that field's average yield in a hurry. You know, zeros don't average very well and really take down that yield, which we really need this year with low prices.
The day after Farm Fest ended, USDA came out with a report that projected a record corn yield for the U.S. Production numbers for both corn and soybeans are up in the latest forecast, which obviously had a negative impact on prices. And when you talk about the variability in Minnesota, I would imagine that it's frustrating, hard to wrap your head around numbers like that. But we are hearing that other parts of the Corn Belt, things look really good.
Minnesota farmers know it's all about the weather, and it's certain types of weather at right times. We were not so fortunate this spring to be able to get in early with our crops. It was a later than normal corn planting, but a lot of the Corn Belt did get in early. They had perfect spring weather. And that early planting allowed that corn pollination, the reproductive time, where it set the years, got to happen earlier than normal. And it gets a lot warmer in other parts of the Corn Belt. And they were just fortunate to get pollination done before their hot weather came. And I think that's going to show in their great yields. I'm hearing from some people this might be the best corn crop of their lives. And you know, we appreciate that. It's a little harder when that's not your story and you still see it take the prices down.
back on policy, the Farm Bill Conference Committee will be getting together soon now that we know who the conferees are from the House and Senate. What kind of a timeline do you anticipate here? Obviously, they have that September 30th deadline to work against.
Well, there's no doubt that blending two versions into one is a job, and we're going to work with all the conferees in both the House and the Senate. We saw great bipartisan support in the Senate. We're going to continue to hope that the House can work through some of those contentious issues, whether it be the work requirements in the nutrition program, the farm subsidy caps. We've got some concern with conservation differences between the two bills, but quite frankly, it was good at FarmFest to hear Congressman Peterson talk about working together and hoping to have this done on time before that deadline.
You mentioned when you go to FarmFest, you see old friends, you meet new friends. It's a chance for you to be face-to-face with farmers, and we talked before about the high stress out there on the farm right now with farm incomes down and margins very tight. There's a lot of stress. As you were able to catch up with some people, Kevin, and meet some new people that are farming, how would you describe the attitude that's out there, how people are feeling right now, given all the challenges?
Well, there are a lot of challenges in agriculture right now. We've got some serious financial, emotional challenges ahead of us, but we also have a lot of opportunities, and that's why it was great to see 4-H FFA so well represented at FarmFest. That really is the future of not only agriculture, but of our communities. You know, we've had tough and unpredictable weather. It's been warmer and wetter than most years, and we'll deal with it. And quite frankly, the great thing about agriculture, it's renewable. You don't have a great year this year, but guess what? We get to do it again next year, hopefully.
And finally, how is your crop shaping up? You talked about the conditions from across the state, but as you look at your part of South Central Minnesota, what are your expectations?
Well, one thing you learn at an early stage in your leadership career is you don't talk about your crop on the radio a lot because there's always people, the crops are not quite as good. We're going to have an okay crop. It's going to be a good crop where there is crop. It's not going to be a great yields. We've got some drown out spots, but we are far more fortunate than Southwest Minnesota. We never had the rain that went over the roads and caused infrastructure damage and water in basements. So we'll be okay, Ben, and we'll do the best we can with what we've got.
And you're probably seeing the same emails I am from the university on soybean aphid pressure. It sounds like the populations are skyrocketing in some parts of, West Central Minnesota in particular.
You know, farming is always about continual improvement. And in agriculture, this is that time of year where you have to spend some time looking at those best management practices, the integrated pest management. That's why field scouting is so important, and make sure that if there is an infestation that needs to be treated, we get it treated in a timely manner. And just remembering that not all fields are the same. That's why we've got to individually scout the different fields, the different crops, to see how we best can get this crop to the end.
Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today, Kevin?
Well, I think it's just, you know, FarmFest was a great time, but it wasn't just FarmFest going on this week. A lot of county fair activities, breakfast on the farms, just all kinds of things going on in agriculture now. A lot of opportunities. We'll have the state fair, heaven forbid, only about a week away. And that's the opportunity, those listeners that aren't involved in agriculture, to get a chance to meet the farm families, meet the not only the parents, but the kids at the state fair. So we'll just encourage everyone, if they've got the time this year, check out the Minnesota State Fair and check out what agriculture adds, not only to our economy and to the environment, but to the whole state of Minnesota.